Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Steve Bruce remains convinced he's the right man to drag Newcastle out of their demoralising recent slump. The Magpies have not won in 10 games in all competitions and are just two places above the drop zone after taking 2 points in their last 8 Premier League games. Bruce refused to take questions from the written media ahead of tonight's set game with Leeds, but broadcasters quizzed the Magpies boss on whether he's the right man. He said, "There's no doubt at all it's difficult, but I'm still convinced it's a yes. All the experience that I've had over the years, you draw on a little bit to try and get you out of what is a difficult situation. The one thing I'll never do is shy away from it. I get stuck into it and try as best I can. We've been on a poor run. I can understand how they all feel, but all I can do is keep trying to be focused on the match ahead." That match ahead is against Leeds, and Newcastle winger Alan Saint-Maximin has come back at the weekend, but it's unclear if he's fit to start after a lengthy COVID-19 absence. Javier Manquillo is doubtful, while Federico Fernandez, Kieran Clarke and Paul Dummett all remain out. Newcastle will be hoping for a victory to extend their lead away from the bottom three. It currently is 7 points ahead of kick-off. Newcastle United are hoping, of course, Alan Saint-Maximin is fit and raring to go. He's vowed to give everything to spark life into their faltering campaign. He said, "I like the coach a lot. He tried to do everything he can." When speaking to NUFC TV, "In my opinion, we can always... Everyone always blames the coach," he said, "because we have the players in the pitch and we have to do more. Even when I come back," he said, "it's a lot of blame game around and pointing the finger. But all he's determined now is to focus purely on results and get the team out of this recent rut of form." That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.